So lying on your back, bend your knees and stand your feet. Stand your feet, yeah, that's right. Oh, just find a position for your feet with the soles of your feet flat on the floor, so that your legs are doing as little work as possible to stand up. So for most people, that's about hips width apart. And you can adjust the distance between your heels and your buttocks to make sure that you really are supported by your bones more than your muscles. And then take your hands and interlace your fingers together. And put your interlaced fingers behind your head so that the heaviest part of your head, the biggest part of your head, is resting in your hands, not your neck, your hands. And then a few times, lift your head with your arms. You just lift a little, it can be just an inch. And then put it back down and take a breath or two. You're looking for the easiest way to do it. And rest for a moment. So we always do a lot of resting so that you can notice what's going on. But especially with this kind of a movement where it's so reminiscent of a sit-up, which is not what we're intending, you want to make sure that you don't get carried away by some old pattern of doing exercise. So take your interlaced fingers behind your head again. And have your knees bent and the soles of your feet on the floor. And this time, when you lift your head, if you weren't doing it before, take your elbows toward the ceiling and see if that makes the movement a little easier. So you take your elbows up toward the ceiling, lift your head, put your head down, let your elbows come out to the side. And just try that a few times. Notice what's going on in your chest. Does your chest move? Does it give a little? Does it curve a little? Shorten, fold, however you want to think about it. And take a rest. The soles of your feet on the floor with your knees bent, interlace your fingers and put them behind your head and lift your head a few times, really noticing what you do with your breathing. Doing less than you can, keeping it easy, lots of pauses. If you do the movements one after the other, then it's more like exercise. If you pause in between and allow all of your muscles to come back to a kind of a neutral, non-working kind of situation, then each movement can be like an exploration of what's possible for you. So when you continue with the movements, intentionally breathe with the movement. So you choose how you want to do it, But when you lift, you do part of a breath, and when you let your head go down, you do the other part. And let that go and take a rest. See if you notice any kind of changes. All changes are good to notice. Once again, interlace your fingers and place them behind your head, bend your knees, put the soles of your feet against the floor. And do you remember how you were breathing last time? If you don't remember, then do the movement a few times and just see how it goes, what breathing you choose. If you do remember, do the other breathing. So if you were exhaling when you lifted last time, now you're going to inhale. And if you were inhaling when you lifted last time, now you're going to exhale. Very easily, very gently, feeling the front of you getting shorter as you lift your head. So spread your attention out so that it's not just your head or your arms that you're thinking about. See what's going on with your belly, your lower back, your hips, your shoulder blades. And each time you lift your head, take your elbows a little toward the ceiling to make the movement easier. Maintaining that pattern of breathing. And leave it go and rest. So as you do these movements that shorten the front side of you, something is happening on the back side of you. And since you're lying on the floor and you have the benefit of the floor supporting you, you can check in with any changes in the way your back feels. Maybe your lower back is a little closer to the floor, or maybe you feel a little bit more contact in the middle of your back. You just move your attention around and see what you notice. And now that your breath is forming without any interference or control by you, what's the movement like? Can you feel that there's movement not just in your belly, but in your lower belly below your belly button? And without changing anything, is there a way that you widen as you inhale? So can you feel that maybe across your lower ribs there's a kind of widening as you inhale, or maybe you feel it up underneath your armpits and the ribs that are further up. Just check around and see, just with your natural breathing, where's that side-to-side movement? Bend your knees and stand your feet. Slowly interlace your hands. Put your interlaced hands behind your head. And you know, if you're not interested in lifting your head anymore, and some of you have already gotten to this point, you can imagine doing the movement and it will be just as effective. So don't feel like you have to lift your head. So the idea is now you imagine lifting your head, or you lift your head and you coordinate your breathing with it. And every two or three movements, you change the coordination of the breathing. So maybe at first you're doing the inhale when you lift, and you do that two or three times. And then as you lift, you do the exhale. So you just switch back and forth every two or three movements. Keeping it as easy as possible. Adjust your feet or hands whenever you want to. Keep part of your attention moving to know, what are you doing with your eyes and the muscles in your forehead, your jaw. Your toes. Keep reducing the effort. And whenever you're done with that, let it go. Take your legs long and your arms long. Sense the changes that occur when the front of you and the back of you are both in kind of a neutral situation. If you're using head props, keep checking. Many of you have removed them. Things will keep changing, so you don't necessarily need them. When you don't need them, take them out. Bend your knees and stand your feet. And take your left hand behind your head and take your right hand in front of your right knee. So you take your right foot up off the floor and you're just below your kneecap on the front of your right knee. And then Very gently take your left elbow towards your right knee while you take your right elbow, your right knee towards your left elbow. So the knee and the elbow both move toward each other. Don't need to touch. Don't touch. Leave some distance between them and just see what can you do. So your knee and your elbow move. That's right. They come together and they come apart. And notice how you're breathing. Find a way to coordinate your breath the way that makes sense to you. And then once you've done it a few times, let it go. And take your arms and your legs long and rest. See what you notice about the diagonal that you were just working with, from the left shoulder to the right hip. Bend your knees, stand your feet. And now take the other hand behind the head. Your right hand will be behind your head, your left hand below your left knee. And once you have your hand there, your hands in those positions, and without doing any movement, just imagine bringing your elbow towards your knee and your knee towards your elbow. And then make a small movement, much less than you can, bringing your knee towards your elbow and your elbow towards your knee. That's nice. Very nice. Bring the knee toward the elbow and the elbow toward the knee, and then you come back and pause. Maybe take a breath. And if you intentionally breathe with the pattern of the movement on this side, is it the same? Do you choose the same way of breathing? When you're done with that, let your arms and legs be long and rest. And as you rest, is there anything that you can soften, any work that you can reduce? Check in with those two diagonals now, the one that goes from your right shoulder to your left hip, and then the one that goes from your left shoulder to your right hip. Notice where the movement of your breathing is. How much movement is there low in your belly, below your belly button? Bend your knees and stand your feet. And pick up one foot so that you can bring the knee on that leg over your chest and take the hand on that side below your knee. And let your arm be more or less straight. So your arm is long and your knee just kind of is just hanging. And then do the same thing on the other side. So you pick the other leg up, and you have 2 feet off the floor and 2 hands underneath the knees. The arms are more or less straight. And then a few times bend your elbows so that you bring your knees toward your chest. Just easily, that's right. So you bend your elbows and then you let them straighten again. And just notice how close to your chest do your knees come. You don't need to bring them close at all, but just notice what's the range of comfort for you? Where do you like to bring your knees? And then let it go and rest. See what you notice in your hip joints now at the top of your legs. And if you want to rest with the soles of your feet on the floor and your knees bent, of course, do that. It's nothing particularly special about resting with your legs long, so. Bend your knees and put the soles of your feet on the floor. Check in with where your feet are and how skeletal the support is now. Make any adjustments that you can so that you use less and less muscular effort. And then, as you did before, take one foot off the ground and bring the arm on that side underneath the knee. And then bring the other one up so that now you're holding both legs underneath your knees with your elbows more or less straight. And bring both of your knees towards your chest by bending your elbows. And then straighten your arms again so you begin to get this kind of back and forth. Let your lower legs just hang. Keep it easy. And coordinate your breathing with this movement. and rest. Bring your feet down, rest. Come back to that same movement, but vary the breathing pattern. So whatever pattern you were using before, use the other one now. Bending your elbows, bringing your knees closer so that your whole front gets shorter. And then you lengthen your arms. And each time you do that, you're either inhaling or exhaling, whichever one. And reverse the pattern of breathing. Rest whenever you'd like to. Anytime you need to bring your legs down, bring them down. Let the bottoms of your legs just hang. It's just a movement of bringing the knees toward the chest. And reverse the breathing again. Every few movements, reverse the breathing. And if you're not already resting, consider taking a rest. Bend your knees and bring your knees up over your chest. Take your hands underneath the knees as you did before. And a few times bring your knees toward your chest and then away by bending your arms and then straightening them. And either imagine or actually do the movement of lifting your head when your knees get closer. So the image is now that the entire front of you, including your upper chest, the front of your neck, everything gets shorter and the back of you gets very long. There's this lengthening that occurs all the way from one end of your spine to the other. Notice what you've chosen to do with your breathing. And then let it go and rest. Don't underestimate the power of these rests. Most people find that the quality of their rest changes. The more of these lessons they do, and even during a single lesson, that the quality of their rest improves. Bend your knees, stand your feet. Interlace your fingers and put your interlaced fingers behind your head. And lift your head a few times, just easily, taking your elbows toward the ceiling as you lift. Feel your sternum go down toward your pubic bone as you lift. All your ribs in the front come together. Your ribs in the back fan out. And notice what you're doing with your eyes as you lift. Where do your eyes go, or do they go anywhere? You don't have to change anything. There's no right way to do it. Just notice. And then begin to intentionally take your eyes with the movement. So when you lift your head or imagine lifting your head, you take your eyes toward your pubic bone, toward your belly button, generally with the movement. And see what that does to the way that you move. And you can do this with your eyes closed. It's less work to do it with your eyes closed. It's more about the movement than anything that you actually see, so that would be fine. And leave it and rest. Bend your knees, stand your feet, take your interlaced fingers behind your head, and if you're going to imagine the movement, you can take the elbows, your elbows toward the ceiling, and if you're going to do the movement, you can move your elbows toward the ceiling as you lift. And so the idea would be you lift your head, and as your head lifts, you look toward your eyebrows. And then when you bring your head back down to the floor, you look toward your belly button, your pubic bone. So you're going to reverse the movement of your eyes. Be very gentle with your eyes. Don't go as far as you can. And make the coordination as smooth as you can. So really light and watery. Just a very small movement. If you think about doing it, it's probably moving enough because your eyes will move just a little bit when you think about moving them, and that's plenty, as long as your intention is clear. Can you do this in a way that there's some real precision in when your eyes move and when you move your head? And can you do that and still keep part of your attention circulating so that you know that you're not holding your breath or tensing your jaw? That's nice. Let it all go and take a rest. Bend your knees and stand your feet. Interlace your fingers, put them behind your head. And a few times, very simply, just lift your head and let your eyes intentionally go with the movement. And just see what it's like to do this now after doing the movement in opposition. You lift your head, you look down towards your pelvis, and then your eyes and your head ride back to that resting position, your eyes going ahead. That's nice. Let it go and rest. Bring your feet to standing, interlace your fingers, put them behind your head. And a few times, just easily lift your head or imagine lifting your head, taking your elbows toward the ceiling as you lift. And then pause. And either do the movement or imagine, as you lift your head, bringing your knees toward your elbows. So your elbows will be going toward your knees and your feet will come off the floor, or you imagine your feet coming off the floor and your knees coming toward your elbows. And then everything comes back down to a resting position. Take your time and do it with a sense of curiosity. What's happening in the front of you when you do this movement or imagine this movement? Rest with your feet standing. And bring your interlaced fingers in front of your face and take a look at how they are interlaced, which thumb is on top. And then change the interlacing so that every finger moves over one and the other thumb is on top. And just take a look at that. Probably looks pretty normal, probably feels pretty odd. So your fingers are still interlaced, but instead of the thumb that you usually have on top, the other one is, and every finger's moved over one. And then put those fingers behind your head and take your elbows toward the ceiling and gently lift your head a few times, seeing what this changes. What does the non-habitual interlacing do to the movement? And once you've checked that out, change the interlacing back to the way that you usually do it and lift your head a few times. And let it all go and rest. Sense the back of you on the floor and the front of you on the floor. The front of you is not on the floor, probably, but sense the front of yourself anyway. And just see what's your sense of the kind of contact that you're making now. Is it different than it was before? And in a moment you'll be getting up, but when you get up, really stay with the lesson. Stay with the kind of organization, the kind of state that you're in now, so that you can come to standing and walk around a little bit, still in this place of noticing and still with this sense of the way your back is and the way your front is. So whenever you're ready, slowly roll to your side and come up to sitting and standing and have a walk.